Coming up in the business week ahead, it's a big week for corporate earnings with almost 2,800 companies reporting, including key names across entertainment, energy, e-commerce, autos, pharmaceuticals, such as Disney, Occidental Petroleum, Activision Blizzard, Constellation Energy, AstraZeneca, Rivian Automotive, and Lyft. The biggest among economic reports, the October Consumer Price Index, due out Thursday. The consensus forecast a decline from September's 8.2% down to 7.9% and a 0.1% drop at the core level to 6.5. Also this week, wholesale inventories, small business owner confidence as of last month, and consumer sentiment so far this month. Thanksgiving traditions are hard to break, but given the soaring prices at the grocery store, probably for the first time ever, it might be cheaper to eat out this year than have your annual feast at home. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert.
There's no question that this year, Thanksgiving is more expensive than ever before. Typically, you're going to save, if you go out this year, somewhere between 10 and 15%.
From elevated dining to traditional spreads to all-you-can-eat buffets, there are many ways to maximize value. Experts suggest looking for restaurants that give you unlimited portions to get the most bang for your buck. Make sure to also check out sites like Groupon for any offers with added savings. And if you're worried about missing out on leftovers, keep in mind that you'll likely be able to score big at the grocery store the next day when most Thanksgiving items will go on sale.
So go out for Thanksgiving, have a ball, and then go shopping the day after.
NBC's Sam Brock reporting, and that refrigerator you'll be storing the food in may not be keeping it at a safe temperature. A USA Today analysis found record levels of complaints about refrigerators filed with safety regulators since 2020, and 75% were about Samsung models, such as incorrect temperature displays, ice makers freezing over, water puddling on the floor. Samsung says it stands by its products. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.